You are listening to a Fox Sports Radio New Jersey special. Jack Thomas and Michael Cohen are picking all the NFL games. Let's take a listen in as Mike and Jack have the lowdown and all the analysis you need to get ready for your football weekend.
All righty. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing very well, Jack. How are you doing?
All right. So it's another week of football.
Football is here. So, first of all, I mean, of course, Thursday night was a huge game between Lions and the Packers. That's going to go a long, long way. And
again, but I think they're going to meet again.
You think so?
Yeah.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. That's going to be, I mean, that, if it's anything like what we saw last night, it'll be amazing. But as we get you ready for a big weekend here, of course, we have a lot of big games. Okay, some games that aren't that big. But a lot of big games and some games that aren't that big.
And let me tell you, the point spreads this week are weird.
They always are. It never fails as far as the point spreads are concerned. In fact, I'm going to kick us off with one right away. Let's go to Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Eagles are 10-2. They take on the Carolina Panthers, who have been playing better of late. They've lost the last two heartbreakers.
Right, but if I'm not mistaken, it's 12.5.
It is 12.5, sir.
Whew.
In Philly.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is football. Anything could happen. Yeah, the Eagles have been definitely flying high. They're in that right mode to get into the, you know, playoffs, obviously.
Right.
That 12.5, though, scares me, so.
You're going to go Carolina?
I have to just go Carolina. Eagles will win.
Right.
But it's because of the points. I don't think it's going to be 12.5.
All right, I'm going to disagree. I think Saquon Barkley, who's well on his way, Giant fans, to an MVP MVP
yeah, how about
award.
That, Giants, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well on his way to an MVP award as the Eagles
wow,
train
though,
to
you're
catch.
You think they're going to cover.
They're going to cover those points. I'm going to take the Eagles to fly. Eagles fly. Did I copyright? All the way to past Carolina and get to 11-2 as they try to chase down Detroit.
Let's see.
We'll see. Let's go to Minnesota. The Vikings are also 10-2 and also part of that big race in the NFC North right now. Take on the Atlanta Falcons. It's a 5.5-point spread for Minnesota. This is a tough one to call here.
Right, Jack. Because, I mean, the Vikings are in the hunt for, you know, the best record, blah, blah, blah. We all know that.
Right.
Atlanta just will not give up.
Atlanta's a weird team because sometimes they look good, sometimes they look terrible. That's why they're 6-6. I mean, they're exactly who we thought they
were.
Well,
again, and this that says that Atlanta has a little more in stake in this game than, say, the Vikings. Because the Vikings pretty much have secured their place in the playoffs, but Atlanta has to win so that they can stay pace.
Well, the Vikings have a little bit of play at this one, too. I mean, you're trying to keep away from Green Bay, and you're trying to catch Detroit, and if things break out a certain way, the Vikings could find themselves as a one seed.
Okay, so this is a home game for the Vikings,
It is a home game for the Vikings, right.
5.5 with a home game. Vikings.
There you go. I agree with him taking Justin Jefferson, legendary quarterback Sam Darnold and the Vikings over the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday afternoon as well. So we're both in agreement so far. Let's go to the Meadowlands. You know about the Meadowlands, you know, where Jimmy Hoffa's buried.
Crap team is playing there this weekend? Is it?
It's the blue one.
The blue one.
The New York Giants.
You mean the New York Giants.
The New York Giants.
You know that right now they're in a 5-way tie for the first pick.
Yes,
That's the only thing they're vying for is the first draft pick.
They want to get Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, one of those guys. That's what they're looking at. 2-10 are the Giants against an equally wonderful football team this year, the 4-8 New Orleans Saints.
Woo-hoo. Wow. Wow.
It's 4.5, by the way, in favor of the Saints.
As much as I don't believe I'm going to say this, I think the Giants can actually beat this one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
They're going to screw up, though, their draft pick if they win.
Ladies and gentlemen. I hate to break this to you. All the Giant fans sitting out there thinking about dreams of Shedeur Sanders and Deion Sanders as a coach on your sideline and maybe even those dreams of Cam Ward and Bill Belichick potentially on your sideline. I got some bad news for you because your New York Giants, led by Mr. Drew Locke, are going to win a game this weekend against the New Orleans Saints. So I agree with you, Jack.
There we go.
Let's go to Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Steelers are a 7-point favorite over the Cleveland Browns. They met a couple weeks ago. Browns won that game on Thursday night. So
yeah, I mean, anything can happen. You know, the dog pound fans will be there because that's like that's a rivalry game indirectly. You know, the good thing about this, with the win last week by Pittsburgh, He has never had a losing season. You know who I'm talking about?
Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this is not a tough one for me at all. I mean, I know it's 4.5 points, but I love Pittsburgh in this game. This is what's getting crazy. You got Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Kansas City. AFC will kind of getting jumbled up for that one seed now. And Pittsburgh, think about that Kansas City game in a couple weeks on Christmas Day. I like the Steelers as well over the Browns.
Here we go.
On Sunday. Here is a barn burner of all barn burners. Not that one. That's not the one you're thinking of. The Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Woo-hoo!
3.5 points for the Titans.
A good old another one that they're both vying for our draft pick.
Exactly. Now, remember, folks, keep in mind, no Trevor Lawrence because they say shoulder injury, but we all know it's got to be more the concussion than the shoulder.
Did you see the hit?
Oh, I saw that hit. I saw that hit.
And again, I'm not condoning the violence that was used by his own teammates against the person who did it.
Right.
But I think it was justified.
Well, Al Shakir didn't do himself any favors by posting a photo of Jacqueline Phoenix's Joker on Twitter. That didn't help either. So,
no, like I said, it wasn't, after effects weren't pretty classy.
No, they were not.
All right, so this is the battle of the losing teams, as you're calling
it. Yes, battle for draft position. Titans
Each of them have something involved to lose.
Yes, a lot.
So can both teams lose?
It could be a tie. It could be a tie, but that would be, that's kind of a loss.
When you think about it. Jacksonville without Trevor, so I'll go with the Titans.
Yeah, I'll go with the Titans. I mean, someone's got to win, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's a game that's not going to be probably well-watched in either Jacksonville or,
Here's a game that may not be well-watched in New York, and that's the Jets and the Miami Dolphins.
Woo-hoo! Who's your quarterback this week?
someone who if it were Daniel Jones, he'd quit the team. But no, it's Aaron Rodgers again this week.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Again, last week's game, I'm sorry, was a heartbreaker to watch them lose.
It was a disaster.
I was really cheering for the Jets to win last week, but somehow they came up with the loss. Very good at that. All right, so this is the Jets versus
the Miami Dolphins.
The Jets are out of the playoffs. We know
they are. 5.5 points for the Dolphins.
And Miami is what?
5-7. They're still on the edge.
Mike, I'm sorry, man. I got to go with Miami.
If this was a rubber nose, I put it on. What I'm holding in my hands, folks, is this mouse ball for a mouse. It's a red ball.
It's a stress reliever.
It's like a stress reliever. It looks a little bit like a Rudolph red-nosed reindeer.
I'm surprised after the day I've been having, I haven't broken.
We've been seeing a lot of things changing around our studio, for that matter, a lot of stress in that regard. But as far as the Jets are concerned, they'll be seeing a lot of changes coming around their studios very soon.
Yeah, there'll definitely be a new general manager.
New GM,
there'll
new
be
head coach.
New
maybe
head coach,
Mike,
maybe a new quarterback.
Maybe Mike Vrabel will be the next coach. Interested.
I've heard rumors, various names being
Arthur
mentioned.
Smith was another one who was, no thank you.
All right, so who are you going with
who
this
am
game?
I going with in this disaster?
Miami or Jets?
Who am I going with in this disaster?
Are you going to go with your team, your all-time favorite team that you have banners, T-shirts, sweatshirts of, or are you going to say, nah, I'm going with Miami?
In this game of complete and utter disaster that will continue for the New York Jets, I'm taking the Miami Dolphins to swim away past the Jets in this game.
There you go.
Just the disaster continues. But, hey, the Jets could inch up in the draft stock if you want to take a look at it that way.
There'll be winners, at least in the draft.
Winners in the draft. The Seattle Seahawks into Arizona. This is a big game.
Yeah.
A very big game.
Both teams are really playing well.
Well enough.
Yeah.
Seattle, I was not impressed by last week against the Jets.
They won.
Yeah, they tried to give the Jets the game, and the Jets gave them the game instead. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's the point spread, sir?
It's Arizona by 3.5.
Arizona, then.
Okay. Yeah, I like the Cardinals,
I think
too.
I think with Kyle Murray, that will be the difference.
Yeah, Kyler Murray is the difference. I mean, I didn't like what I saw from Geno Smith last week, which makes me think that he's good enough, but I don't know. He's not as talented as Kyler Murray.
He's not syncing yet with his players.
Yeah, it's just
the reads are a little off.
Yeah, it hasn't worked with that Seattle offense this year. Their defense was okay. Last week, of course, Leonard Williams had a game of his life, but I like Arizona. again, Kyler Murray, the weapons they have offensively.
Yeah, wasn't Leonard Williams a former
New York Jets first-round draft pick? Yes.
And then last week he scored a touchdown.
Pick six.
And he also had a couple of
sacks,
deflections,
yes,
and sacks, right?
Yeah.
How about that, Jets?
It was something else. Something else.
Anyway, so who are you going with?
I'm taking Arizona. I'm taking
also?
Arizona as well.
Okay.
I'm taking Arizona as well. Let's see here. We've done just about all the 1 o'clock games except for this one, and it's a rematch of a Super Bowl from many, many years ago, and it is the Raiders and the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay.
Mm.
Raiders are 2-10. Bucks are 6-6. Bucks are getting 6.5 at home.
Because of that, I'll go with the Raiders, and also because the Buccaneers don't have Tom Brady.
Well, they do have Baker Mayfield, who's not too shabby himself. I mean, he's pretty good. I mean, the Raiders have no quarterback. They have no quarterback. They have nothing going on for them right now.
Right, but 6.5?
I'm taking the Bucs.
Taking the Bucs. Hey, you got to live sometime dangerously.
The Bucs have a chance.
The Bucs are going to stop here, is what you're saying.
Well, the Bucs is going to stop with the Raiders on the Raiders this one. But I like Tampa Bay in this game. They need this game for the AFC South, and they're going to roll over the Raiders this week.
Okay.
Let's go to San Francisco, the punchless 49ers against the coachless Chicago Bears.
Well, they have to have some sort of a head coach.
They didn't last week. Sorry.
Ouch. Yeah, San Francisco is definitely in a funk that they got to get out of if they are any intent of, being dominant this year.
Oh, the domination's over. They've been done for both of these teams.
Chicago.
49ers gained 4 points, by the way, at home. Is Purdy playing this week? I think he is.
I was going to just ask that, sir.
Let's see here.
Because that will kind of make my decision up
Of course,
quick.
As you know, Brandon Ayuk is out for the year with the ACL tear.
Right. McCaffrey's not at full.
Let's see here. Nick Bosa is listed as questionable. And this is the thing with the 49ers. You always have to check the injury report because they have so many guys hurt.
Right.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Purdy's going to play this week. I'll take the 49ers.
I was going to say, with that,
I'll take the 49ers.
I'll take the 49ers.
At home.
Purdy finds the way.
They'll find a way, and the Bears are just, bad.
The Bears are bad.
Really bad.
Even Mike Dicker's probably not chanting for the Bears right now.
Not many people are.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. We got three more games to go, and these are the so-called supposedly better games of the weekend. These three.
Better.
We start things off with probably the best game of the weekend, and that's Buffalo into Los Angeles against the Rams. Buffalo 3-point favorite. I'll let you go first, Jack, on this
one. Well, anything has to be better weather conditions than what Buffalo had last week with 2.5 feet of snow and everything. Bills are on a roll, so I'm going with the Bills.
The Bills have won, 7 in a row? They look unstoppable. They look like they're going to be on their way to a
Dominant.
Dominating at 10-2. The Rams are 6-6. They've been middling a little bit. You know, is Matthew Stafford still the same guy? Is this the end of the road for him? And everyone, of course, was on the wagon of the Buffalo Bills. And for that matter, at 3.5 points in Los Angeles, in the wonderful city of L.A., or at least used to be anyway, I'm going to take the L.A. Rams.
Used to be.
I'm going to take in a state that used to be pretty good, too. I'm going to take the Rams over the Bills.
The only kind of weather that happens out in L.A. is earthquakes. So that would add something to the game.
That would be like, it would be like the World Series in 89, right? But
Remember that one? Yes.
Yeah. I'm taking the Rams over the Bills. The Bills are due for a loss. The Bills are due for a loss.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
Makes those people in Kansas City a little happy because
all right, time will tell.
Because the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Los Angeles Chargers after that game ends on Sunday Night Football.
What's the spread?
4 points. 5 if you include referees. Oh, I'm sorry, Kansas City. Did I do that?
Oh, are you saying that there have been some unfair calls by the referees in those KC games that they've won?
I would never say that.
I would. but still, I'll go with KC.
You'll take Kansas City at home against the LA Chargers?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, these guys are so due to lose a game. These guys are so due to lose a game. Am I actually going to do this? Nope. I'm taking Kansas City this week.
Nope.
I want to, but I'm not going to.
Nah.
I'm good. Yeah, I agree. Kansas City is going to find a way to win this game. Even the referees will find a way to win this game for them on Sunday night. Speaking of needing help from the referees, maybe needing help from
Oh, no, you didn't. You're not doing what I think you're doing, making fun of my Cowboys, are you?
I'm about to make fun of the people viewing the game, saying, you know, they may need, you know, some help watching this. Everyone's going to need some. The two most underachieving teams this year, outside of the Jets, the Bengals and the Cowboys, on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Point spread?
It is 5.5 in favor of the Bengals.
Of the Bengals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll let you go, Jack. You can vent. Vent.
All right. The past two games for the Cowboys have won one against the Giants, so, you know, that's not like a moral victory.
Kind of is.
I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Uh-oh, folks, here we go.
Bengals.
Wow.
Because of the points.
Well, when you have Joe Burrow throwing 30 touchdowns to 5 picks and that talented team.
Yeah, and again, nothing against Cooper Rush, except everything. You know, we don't have a running back. You know, CD is kind of lamed right now. And we got Cooper.
CD Lamb is lame.
He's lamb chops. So I'm going with the Bengals, even though I'm a Cowboy fanatic.
You know what, folks? I'm here to rattle the cages, make you nervous.
Oh, no, you're not going to go with my boys.
People in Dallas, including the man to my right, are going to go bananas on Tuesday because the Dallas Cowboys are going to win on Monday Night Football.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that they're going to not win.
Oh, wait.
No, no.
Okay.
I'm saying that the Bengals will, because
cover
of
the points,
will cover the points.
Oh, okay. That's a different kettle of fish. I'm taking the Cowboys to cover and to win.
Wow.
Yes.
Gee, I remember back in the day at the beginning of the season, someone used to say that about the New York Jets.
Wasn't me, was it?
Yeah, it was, actually. Now it's like automatic up the other team.
Exactly.
Well.
Well, folks, that is our picks here for week number 14.
I know, really.
I believe it's week 14.
And, hey, let's just talk really briefly about college football. This is a huge, huge weekend.
It is.
Starts tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With not the bowl games, but the championship
games. Yep.
And let me tell you, if you see where the top 12 are right now, there are going to be massive changes in the rankings because you got a lot of those teams playing each other.
Yeah, they do.
Right off the bat, you got Oregon, who's number one, and you got Penn State, which is number three.
Yeah,
and
don't
forget. And guess what? Our sister station, WMTR, up North Jersey, we carry Penn State football. Quite honestly, whoever loses that game might be out of the top 12.
Could be. If Penn State loses, I could make that argument. But if Oregon loses, because it's only one loss for Oregon.
All right, but they'll drop.
But Penn State would be in trouble.
Right, but either of them are – one of them is dropping.
Yeah.
They're not going to be 1-3 after this weekend.
Yeah. Can you imagine if, like – and here's another big one. How about SMU-Clemson? SMU's 11-1, and they play Clemson.
And that was because Miami lost.
Yeah.
Oh, and who did Miami lose to? Syracuse. Yeah, no, there's been a lot of weird college football games this week. Like I said, it's championship week, so you got all those championships. And all I'm going to say is I hope the teams overall have learned about the flag planting.
Mm-hmm.
That caused too much grief.
That was crazy last weekend. In Ohio State with Michigan.
Well, not even that. There was Arizona it happened in.
That's right.
And it happened in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And especially in the Ohio State game, they use pepper spray on the players.
Yeah. And keep in mind, remember Penn State almost did that at USC a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And Franklin's like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And again, the last thing I want to talk about, what about that Georgia game last week where it went to 8 overtimes? But there was a team, and Mike, I think you should remember this because you had to sit through that game.
Oh, God, the Indiana, the Illinois Penn State game.
And it went 9.
Went 9 overtimes.
Yeah,
they just
mixed tying your record by 1 overtime.
It seems that whenever Illinois is involved, it's a crazy game. It was like a couple weeks ago, it was at the Rutgers-Illinois game. That was nuts.
Yes.
I'm standing in the end zone when they catch the winning touchdown on 4th down. Speaking of Rutgers, my last point. How about Mr. Kyle Monongai? He is the first ever Rutgers player to win first team All Big Ten.
Yep, and just this past week was National Signing Day.
Yes.
And the Rutgers is in like
30th. They're
30th. 30th in the rankings of National Signing, so it's a good day. We do have to say goodbye to one of our coaches.
Kara Simiak.
He's going to
UMass.
UMass to coach. Why? Don't know. But
it's a job.
It's a job. Yeah, sure. But I want to wish him the best and thank you for everything you've done for the program. And next week.
Yes.
Well, it'll probably be now 2 weeks from now. We'll be able to talk a little bit about Rutgers and what bowl game they got.
It might be.
Because the bowl game is going to be announced on December 15th.
That's when they're announced? Okay.
Yeah. In fact, it might actually be next Sunday. It is. That's right. I apologize.
It's the 8th, yeah.
It's after the last championship game played.
Yeah.
They will announce who goes what to what thing.
The one thing I do know is that it can't be the Pinstripe Bowl because they can't have them playing consecutive years in the same stadium.
Yeah. But, no, there's been a lot of good rumors and everything. Florida, Arizona, Albuquerque. One of them is New Year's Eve.
Could be in the afternoon, though.
Yeah.
Like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Or it could be one of those ones that start at 7 and end at 11:30.
Or end at 11:59.
Yeah. But again, ladies and gentlemen, these have been our picks. Hopefully your picks pay off well because our picks haven't been paying off to us.
Yes, sir.
That's smart.
And have a good time.
We'll be back next week with Picks from
Michael Cohen
and Jack Thomas.
And maybe Juan Soto. Who knows?
Oh!